Okay, we're on page 2. Volume 12, 1:29-19. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was at the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 12, 1:29-19. Now, the first link which connected the true living and my divine will was my holy humanity. Your holy humanity identified with my divinity, swam in the eternal volition, and kept tracing all the acts of creatures in order to make them its own, to give to the Father a divine glory on the part of all creatures, and to bring the value, the love, the kiss of the eternal volition to all the acts of all creatures. So here we see that he says the first link of truly living in my divine will was Jesus, his holy humanity, where he repaired and he redid everything, past, present, and future for every human. And this is our job in the divine will. It's to do what Jesus does. The acts done in the divine will are not our acts. It's to do what Jesus has done. It's to do what Our Lady has done, to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything. These are the divine acts. There's no human act that is a divine act, only one that is done that when Jesus does it. So it says he brings the divine value, the divine love, the divine kiss of the eternal will of God to all the acts of all creatures. In this sphere of the eternal volition, Jesus says, I could see all the acts done of creatures, those which could be done and those which were not done, and also the good and acts done badly. And I, Jesus, did those which had not been done, and I redid those done badly. So we get a glimpse of what we're supposed to be doing too. We're called to repair and redo in the divine will everything that everybody has done, especially the acts that were not done, even the acts that were done well, even the good acts done badly, to do them as Jesus did them. Jesus is doing them, to divinize everything. Jesus says, he says it very clearly to Louisa. He says that saintly things, good things, holy things done in the divine will, done outside the divine will, do not please him. Only the things that are done in the divine will pleases God. So our job is also to repair and redo everything of all the saints, the good things, the holy things, the saintly things they have done, but to do them, Jesus and us doing them, so that they are divinized, so God brings about a complete restoration of mankind. So he says, now these acts which were not done except by me alone are all suspended in my divine will, and I, God, await that the creatures come to live in my divine will and repeat in my will that which I, God, have done. So this is when Jesus says, you'll do far greater acts than me. This is what he's talking about. God is going to do them in us. Jesus didn't fly in a plane, but we can fly in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, future. And Jesus fly in my flying. Jesus sit in my sitting. You know, and what happens at that point is God is doing something that he has waited from the beginning of time for us to do. He says very clearly, I await the creatures to come to live in my divine will and repeat, in my divine will, that which I, God, did. So when we wake up in the morning, when we do our prevenient act in the morning, we say, come divine will, come breathe in my breathing. Jesus, breathe in my breathing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, future, as if all mankind allowed you, God, to breathe in their breathing. This is the restoration. This is the complete a new beginning for mankind by letting God reign in us so that we do this in the name of everyone and everything. So, for example, if you have difficulties in your life, let's just say a family member in your life is causing difficulties, Jesus has allowed that to happen for us to begin to understand what the children of God are doing to God, being separated from them by being not listening, not obeying to God Almighty. And they're on the path to hell. And maybe that might not be happening in your family, but you will have difficulties where you will have some empathy of what God is going through. And we pre-repair in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is our job. And this is what God is waiting for. He says the majority of humanity cannot live in the divine will. The majority of humanity has no idea of how to do this because their human will is so strong. So Jesus says to Louisa and to us, would you be willing to do this for them? So in any situation that we're in, whether you know it's in your family or in your job or your neighborhood, you know, while you're driving, if when these difficulties come up, Jesus is saying, I want you to prepare this because of what is happening worldwide or even in the entire cosmos. I want you to repair this. And that's what he's waiting for. So we get a glimpse of the divine will is not for our own holiness. The divine will is, as he says to Louisa, is to save the human generations. Humanity, like Jesus said, when I return, will I find any faith on the earth? And the answer to that question is no. There will be no faith. It's written in such a way that the only response is no, there will be no faith. And as we see everything falling apart around us, Jesus is saying to us, will you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites? Will you stand in the breach for all mankind? And when we say yes to God, then he says, good, you are the ones that must live in the divine will so that mankind will have the possibility of entering into paradise. At this point, with all that is happening worldwide, all the evil that is going on, and that everybody's participating in, you know, the book on deliverance that we got, what was it, 2 years ago? Deliverance for the Laity. You can see every word, you know, when you get to page 100 and sometimes when you get to page 40, it depends on how the book was formulated. You'll see very clearly we have participated in every evil. And what consciously or unconsciously, watching a movie, listening to the radio, reading an article, telling a joke, we have participated in all that is opposed to God. And what the Lord is asking of us is to repair this, repair everything that everyone has gone through. So what Jesus says, the next part, this is why I chose you, Louisa, as the second link of connection with my holy humanity, a link which becomes one with mine. Okay, now he says to Louisa later on, the next paragraph, I think, you know, it's Jesus and Mary. Louisa is the first to be linked to the new Adam and the new Eve. So when Jesus talks about himself, he's always talking about the Blessed Mother. He's never saying anything separate from the Blessed Mother. So he says, this is why I chose you, Louisa, as the second link of connection with my holy humanity and with my mother, he says, a link which becomes one with mine. And as you live in my holy divine will and repeat my own acts, see, it's not our acts. It's not what I'm going to do. Jesus can breathe in my breathing. I want to repeat you, Jesus, breathing in my breathing. It's Jesus walking my walking. I want to repeat what you, Jesus, have done, and I want to walk in your walking. I want you to walk in my walking. So he says, otherwise, on this side, my love would remain without its outpouring, without glory, from the creatures, for all that my holy divinity operated within my holy humanity. without that, the perfect purpose of creation, which must be enclosed and must be perfected in my will, my holy divine will. So this, the way this is going to happen, he says, is through Louisa. Jesus has done this. Mary has done this. Now humanity must do this. The humanity that is born of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and again, the firstborn of Jesus and Mary, the newborn is Louisa. So what Jesus is saying to Louisa is, you're going to do this. This has to be enclosed. Your job is, the purpose of creation, everything must be enclosed and perfected in my holy divine will. So as true Catholics, it's not just to do the will of God like we've learned from the saints for the last 2,000 years, but now because of Louisa and Louisa's link with Jesus and Mary, it's to begin to bring back to perfection what God began from the beginning. It's going back to the beginning, a full circle back to God. So this means that we have to learn how to do our acts and our rounds. We have to learn how to do this. It's not us doing our acts, but having Jesus reigning in us. We want the Lord. See, this is what it's all about, to have the Lord walk on earth again, to give the permission to our Lord that he will be breathing in our breathing. He will be gazing in our gazing. He will be listening in our listening. He will be walking in our walking. He will be talking in our talking. It's basically to be in God's image, now in God's likeness. So the image is through holy baptism, and now the likeness is to embrace what Jesus gave to Louisa. This is not the holiness of the saints. This is sharing in divinity. This is what the priest put by putting the drop of water into the chalice. Excuse me. He's saying he wants us to allow him, the Lord God Almighty, to reign in us. This is the purpose of creation in which, I'm sorry, everything must be enclosed and perfected in my holy divine will. It would be as if I had shed all my blood and suffered so much and nobody had known it. Who would have loved me? That which heart would have been shaken? No one. And therefore, excuse me, I've got to take a drink of water here. Sorry about this. There we go. He says, if I shed all my blood and suffered so much and nobody had known it, who would have loved me? Which heart would have been shaken? No one. Therefore, in no one would I have had my fruits. And that is the fruits of the glory of redemption, the kingdom of redemption. And so here, Louisa interrupts Jesus and says, my love, if there is so much good in this living in the divine will, why didn't you manifest it before? And he said, my daughter, first I had to make known what my holy humanity did and suffered externally to be able to dispose souls to knowing what my divinity did inside. Okay, and this is the reason why each year, especially during Lent, we focus on the passion of the Christ, the 24 hours of the passion. We have to see what Jesus has gone through. We have to experience, and this is why Mel Gibson's movie is so important. We have to experience at least a glimpse of what Jesus went through. He says, therefore, once you're disposed to knowing what I did and suffered externally, he says, then you'll begin to know what my divinity did inside. And she says, the creature is incapable of understanding my work altogether. Therefore, I, God, keep manifesting myself little by little. This is the glory of the Book of Heaven. It's little by little. This is what Jesus is showing us. Little by little, he's doing this. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to enter into this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that's given to Louisa. It's not about being holy. It's not about being good. It's about sharing in divinity. To become a saint, to enter into the goodness and the holiness of doing the will of God, is volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. That's basically how to become a saint. And then in volume 11, he begins to talk about living in the divine will. And from volume 11 through volume 19, he shows how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then that which has never been seen by any human until really 1996 was volume 20 through volume 36. I shouldn't say that. Louisa read it and lived it, and the only other person, according to Father Bucci, was Aunt Rosaria. She's the one who Louisa would talk to about this. So that's why Aunt Rosaria is so important for us. Father Bucci said that just before Louisa died, she said to her, God wants you to take my place. He said this to Father Bucci's aunt. And she said, no, not at all. I can't do this. I no one can compare to you. No one can do what you have done. And Louisa says, but this is what Jesus wants. And, you know, Aunt Rosaria was thinking she had to be in bed. She had to stop eating. She's looking at Louisa. I've got to take your place. She's going, how can this be accomplished? I can't do this. Well, what happened shortly after that, because she said no, her body was covered with boils. And she went to doctor after doctor after doctor. I think she went to three doctors and got all this medication, and nothing was happening. And she said to Louisa, she says, the doctors can do nothing for me. And Louisa says, you're going to the wrong doctor. You have to go to the doctor. So what Aunt Rosaria did was she threw out all her medications, and the next day she was completely healed. Now you have to understand, if Jesus said to her that she had to take her place, it doesn't mean to go through what Louisa went through, to go through the rest of her life in bed. And it's the same thing for us. It doesn't mean that we have to be exactly like what Louisa went through, or Aunt Rosaria goes through, or anybody. It's to begin to live the life that Jesus and Mary have planned. This is why he says to Louisa, I want to bring about a divine masterpiece in each human being. And when you go to a museum, there's many types of masterpieces, oil paintings and water paintings and sculptures and carvings and etchings. Everything is different. And that's what God wants to do with us. Our uniqueness is very important. So when Jesus says that he wants us to be like Louisa, it doesn't mean that we have to be in bed without eating, drinking, or sleeping. It's to begin to live the life that Jesus has planned from the beginning. And that's why it's very, very clear. And that's why he's saying, I keep manifesting myself little by little. As you read the volumes, as you study the volumes, Jesus begins to teach you in a unique way that he can't teach anybody else. You're so important to Jesus that you have to find out what Jesus is saying to you, not what I am telling you to do, but what is Jesus asking of you? It's essential that you are alone with Jesus, reading every day, page by page, and little by little, he will be able to bring this about. For example, you know, when you do a painting, you know, you get the canvas, then you got to stretch the canvas, then you got to paint the canvas, then you got to sketch on the canvas, and then you begin painting, and then you paint. You use one color, you know, to get the tone of the picture, and then you go into it deeper and deeper, and as you go into it, things change. your idea of what you want to paint might be by the end what you have planned, but it's a completely different thing. And this is what God is doing. God is teaching you little by little what He has planned, and He needs you to cooperate. And the only way that we can cooperate is by going to our room, closing the door, and praying, or I should say reading. Read, read, read. This is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to allow Him to speak to you. So that's why I've always said, don't read anybody's book on how to live in the divine will. If God asks them to be a sculptor, and He's asking you to be a watercolor, it's not going to make sense to you. And the, even if you try to become a sculptor, you're not listening to what Jesus is asking. It's unique. Each person is unique, and each person has to begin to listen to God. That's what a spiritual director is. A spiritual director is basically the one that says, okay, what has God said to you? What has He taught you? What is He asking you to do? You know, and if the person says, well, God wants me to not eat anything for the rest of my life, I can say as a spiritual director, that's crazy. You have to eat something. You have to do something. You're not listening. You're not hearing God correctly yet. You know, maybe He's asking you to fast, but it doesn't mean not to eat at all. You know, the spiritual director repeats back to you what you have said, and it's either going to follow what God has taught the saints over, you know, the last 2,000 years, and what He taught Louisa, or it doesn't. And there's got to be some reflection there. It's not going to be God wants me to jump off a cliff. You know, that God doesn't work like that. You know, it does. That's not God. So again, it's to listen to God, to hear what He's saying to you, and to follow what He says. And that's what the spiritual director does. I think God is saying this. Okay, what's God saying? I think He's saying A, B, C. And you could say, well, okay, you can try that. I mean, I remember this one lady for 9 years, she was saying things. And it sounded pretty good, but then towards the end, it got crazy. And it wasn't God. And that's one of the things that we have to be careful of. You know, you can fall in love with the voice, but not who's speaking it. You know, you can, how is God leading you? How is God guiding you? How is God helping you become a holy person, a saintly person? How is God showing you that? And that's why He says, I will manifest myself little by little in this book of heaven. So the more that you read the book of heaven, the more you will hear God clearly. If you're not reading the book of heaven, the devil tries to mimic. Remember, the flames of hell will mimic the light of heaven. And it's not to, you know, follow something that's opposed to Christ and His church. But again, how wonderful this is. The creature is incapable of understanding my work altogether. Therefore, I, God, keep manifesting myself little by little. That's the book of heaven. As you read through it, you get through all 36 volumes, then go to the calendar and read the 36 volumes through the calendar. Then what you can do is then find specific words that Jesus is telling you about, and then look through the book of heaven for those specific words. The basic themes, so that you can enter into this gift. So He says this: then from your link of connection with Me, the links of other souls shall be connected. So there is no other way to live in the divine will except through Louisa. That's what Jesus is saying. From your link, Louisa, connected with Me, the links of other souls shall be connected. And I shall have a cohort of souls who, living in My will, shall redo all the acts, listen to this, of all the creatures. Okay, it's now Jesus going to redo everything in the name of everyone through Louisa and us linked to Louisa. So again, you can't do this on your own. If you're not linked to Louisa, don't think that you're living in the divine will. If Louisa is not part of your vocabulary or your love, if you don't have pictures of Louisa, if you're not looking at Louisa, if you're not talking to Louisa, don't think that you're even close to living in the divine will. This is Louisa's gift. And it's very, very clear. The link of other souls will be connected to Louisa. And then, Jesus says, I, God, shall have a cohort of souls who, living in my will, shall redo all the acts of everybody else. See, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your parishioners cannot live in the divine will. They can't, Jesus says. We have to do this for them. So it's, again, it's not about us becoming holy. It's about saving the human generations. And he says very clearly, and I, God, shall receive the glory of the many suspended acts done only by me, also from other souls. They will begin to do what I have done. He says, and these from all classes, virgins, priests, lay people, according to their office, they shall no longer operate humanly, but rather they shall penetrate into my most holy divine will. Their acts shall multiply for everyone, past, present, and future, in a way that's fully divine. This is why the divine will is so amazing. This is God doing it in us. It's not us doing a divine act. It's Jesus says, I will let you experience it as if you were doing it. But he says, in reality, I am doing it in you. You are allowing me, the Lord God Almighty, to breathe in your breathing, to beat in your heart beating, to walk in your walking, to whatever you're doing, to swim in your swimming, dance in your dancing, whatever. You're allowing God to reign. And the more that you do this, he says, the more, he says, they shall multiply for everyone in a way that is of God, fully divine. God is going to be doing it. So again, don't think that we are going to do divine acts. We can't. We're humans. But Jesus says, let me reign in you, and you will experience it as if you were doing it, but in reality, I am doing this. So again, when I hear people say they're doing divine acts, you know, that's not true. No human can do it. Even when Peter was walking on the water, he said to Jesus, he said, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. Jesus, take my prayer and make it your command. So that because of the command of Jesus, Peter was walking on the water. And even that's why Jesus said when he sank, you know, where's your faith? Well, why did you falter? You know, do you either you believe in me, trust in me, hope in me, have confidence in me, Lord God Almighty, or you don't? And he says, you have little faith. You see, our faith has to be so strong that Jesus says we are going to experience unheard of prodigies. Unheard of prodigies. Think of all the miracles of all the saints. That's nothing compared to what God is going to be showing us. See, this is what God is waiting for. Multiply for everyone in such a way that it is fully God, fully divine. I shall receive from the creatures the divine glory of many sacraments administered and received in a human way, of others which have been profaned and others sullied with interest in many good works in which I remain more dishonored than honored. So think about that. All the sacraments, we're going to repair everything. All that this mankind has ever done, we're going to repair. That's our job. We're going to save the human generations. Why? It's Jesus that's doing it. We're just cooperating. We're just saying, let it be done as you say. This is the fiat mihi of Mary. Let it be done as you say. And now with the fiat voluntas tua, it's may your kingdom come and reign in me exactly in the same way that the saints have you reigning in them in heaven. God is totally possesses the saints in heaven. Everything is done for them. But Jesus says when we allow him to reign in us in the divine will, all of heaven is astonished. Why? because these are miracles of heaven coming from earth. This is a heavenly divine thing coming from earth, and all the angels and all the saints are really thrilled when souls link themselves to Louisa and do what Jesus taught Louisa to do, to begin to live in the divine will. This is the thing that's going to, all the church is going to be rejoicing when this begins again, a new beginning for mankind. And he's asked us to do it. He says, I'm waiting for the souls who must live in the divine will. So if you have the book of heaven, then you have to begin to live this. If you have the book of heaven, you have to begin to live this. It's, again, the four stages. The first stage is the darkness. You're in a house with the windows closed. That's Protestantism. Oh, we love Jesus. We sing praises to Jesus. We glorify Jesus. We have good fellowship. We have true worship. But you're in the dark. You don't have the fullness of the faith of the Catholic religion. You don't have the full deposit of faith. Well, the second stage is opening the windows. What happens? You could put a pot in the window, and it will grow. You'll grow a plant, and you'll go, look at, I'm growing a plant now in my house. And the light, you can, the breeze comes in through the window, and you can smell the flowers and the odors of fruit trees and everything. It's just, You begin to experience the divine life, the sacramental life. And then Jesus says, I give you the sacrament of sacraments. And that's the divine will. And that's the third stage where you go outside. And what do we have to prove that we are outside in the sunlight with fields and oceans and rivers and mountains? Walking out there is the book of heaven. We are to enter into a new beginning, to begin to live a life that is not hidden anymore, not in darkness, not just looking through a window, but now you can plant as much as you want, 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever you want, you can do as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, to finally get to the point where you let go of everything of the earth and enter into God. Enter into the Son, to participate in God. The saints had the windows open. That was the holy sanctity of the saints. It's now Jesus is saying with this book of heaven, I want you outside. I want you to begin to experience paradise. And then he says, once we're out there, once we're focused on doing everything that he taught Louisa, then we can focus on the Son. And leave the things of earth as we're accomplishing everything that God has planned and entering into God. This is what God is waiting for. This is why we're alive today. So he says this. He says, then I shall receive for the creatures the divine glory of the many sacraments administered and received in a human way. We're going to receive everything in a divine way. When you go to Holy Communion, you say, Jesus, I want to receive you as you received yourself. I want to receive you in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that I can receive you worthily. And everybody can receive you worthily in a divine manner as you had planned from the beginning. Of others which had been profaned, others sullied with interest, and many good works which I remain, Jesus says, more dishonored than honored. See, that's going to be a complete restoration. And he's asked us to do it. He's asked us to go outside. That means to read the book of heaven, to focus on this book. Jesus says, I yearn very much for this time, and I pray you, and I yearn it together with me, Jesus. And do not move your link of connection with mine, but start as the first one. So here, again, Louisa is the firstborn. Louisa is the newborn. And what we want to do, too, is... we don't want to move our link with connection with Louisa. We don't think that you can connect yourself to Jesus and Mary. That's impossible for us. It's Louisa's job to have this. Our job is to be connected to Louisa. If we are not connected to Louisa, don't expect to ever even get into living in the divine will. Volume 12, 314 of 1919. Now, in order to obey to my highest confusion and repugnance, I shall say the thing which I had neglected to say and write. I remember that one day, my sweet Jesus, speaking about his holy divine will, and about the pains in which the divinity made his most holy humanity suffer, said to me, "My daughter, since I, God, have chosen you, Louisa, as the first person, the first one, to live in my divine will." Now, Our Lady possessed it by being the mother of God, Theotokos, but the first human, born of original sin, to live in my divine will, I want that you too share in the pains in which my holy humanity received from my divinity and my divine will. So here is what Louisa went through. Now, this doesn't mean that we're going to go through it the way Louisa went through. This is what God gave to her. Every time you enter in my divine will, you shall find the pains that the divinity gave me, not those which the creatures gave me. Although these two were wanted by the eternal will, but since those were given to me by creatures, they were finite. Therefore, I want you in my holy divine will. I want in which you shall find infinite and innumerable pains. This is to be like Jesus. Okay, to be like Mary. Think of the Blessed Mother. She had seven swords of sorrow. The church says it's infinite sorrows, but seven swords of sorrow. Why? Because Jesus suffered horribly. And this is what now we're going to learn about. It says this, "You shall have countless nails, multiple crown of thorns, repeated deaths, interminable pains, all similar to mine, divine and immense, which shall extend in an infinite way to everyone, past, present, and future." So this is the thing that's that we have to understand. This is not a punishment, this is a blessing. The pains that Jesus went through, and Our Lady went through, they now give to Louisa. And Jesus says this, "They shall extend in an infinite way to us. You shall be the first one to be together with me, the little lamb killed by the hands of my Father, to rise again and be killed again, not in a limited number of times, as for those who have shared the wounds of my holy humanity, like St. Francis or St. Padre Pio, but as many times as my divinity made me suffer." So here, Jesus is the spotless lamb. Mary is the spotless lamb. And yet, they suffered continuously. Okay? This is what Jesus is offering to us. And you have to understand that this is not a punishment. This is a blessing. And so therefore, you're going to have to see this from a divine perspective, not a human perspective. What father would want to kill their child over and over and over again? You know, you can't think of it like that. This is not what it is about. It's to become like God. Image and likeness. Jesus was the spotless lamb. Our Lady was also a spotless lamb. And now they're saying to Louisa, I want you to be the first one together with me, the little lamb killed by the hands of my Father. Why? To rise again and be killed again. Not in a limited number of times, but as for those who have shared the wounds of my holy humanity, but as many times as my divinity made me suffer, which is infinite. So, this dying and rising is to be born again continuously. It's to be born again continuously. And that's what God wants for us. That's why he says the saints will be like a halo around the sun, but the little children of the Holy Divine will enter into the sun, okay, to participate in the life of God. This is what God wanted from the beginning. And our job is to say fiat. That was Our Lady's job. Remember Simeon said, your heart is going to be pierced. This is what God wants with us as well. Not to hurt us. That's the thing you have to understand. But to have us enter into divinity. And it doesn't mean we become divine. It's we participate in that. Okay, so it says very clearly, you shall be crucified with me by the eternal hands to receive in you the mark of the eternal, to receive in you the mark of the immense, to receive within you divine pains. And then we shall present ourselves together before the throne of the Eternal One with written on our foreheads with in indelible characters. We want death to give life to our brothers. We want pains to free them from the eternal pains. And then he says, aren't you happy? So again, this is more than, excuse me, this is more than what the saints went through. You look at the lives of the saints. Let's look at you've probably have seen the ecstasy of St. Catherine of Siena, or the ecstasy of St. Teresa of Avila. What's that? It's what's being said here. We want pains to free our brothers and sisters from the eternal pains of hell. This generosity on our part, this fiat on our part is to help everybody. It's to die to ourselves and to say to God, do with me as you wish. Do with me as you wish. Whatever you want is what I want. You want me to die 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times and then come back to life? Fiat. If that's what you want, that's what I want. Excuse me. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to do this. And what does Louisa say? Louisa says, Jesus, I feel too unworthy. I believe you are making a big mistake in choosing me, this poor little one. Therefore, mind what you do. And Jesus interrupting, saying, why do you fear? Yes, I minded for 32 years of bed in which I have kept you. And that was the half the time. I expose you to many trials and even to death. I, God, calculated everything. And then, if I am wrong, it shall be a mistake of your Jesus, which cannot harm you and only do immense good to you. See, do you see what Jesus is saying? He's taken care of our lives. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I know that I, God, have the honor. I, God, have the glory. I, God, have the first soul stigmatized in my most holy divine will. That's you, Louisa. See, the thing that God is asking of us is to trust him to such a degree, to have such confidence in him to such a degree that he can do with us as he wishes. We're not in charge. We're not in charge of our life. We're saying to Jesus, you reign in me. We're saying to Jesus, you beat in my heart beating. You breathe in my breathing. I don't want to do this anymore. I want you to be totally alive in me. And then he says this. He says very clearly, we want written on our foreheads and with indelible characters, we want death to give life to our brothers and sisters. Do we agree with that? And that this is why you spend time alone with Jesus in reading. You know, this paragraph here is very, very important for us to begin to live in the divine will. It's very, very important. This is what Jesus is asking of us. This is what Jesus is waiting for us to do. And again, he's saying we will present ourselves together. We want pains to free our brothers and sisters from the eternal pain of hell. Aren't you happy? To see this from a divine perspective is what God is asking of us, pleading with us. So we will end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.